and welcome to the Birmingham Unsigned podcast, dedicated to bringing you the best unsigned music from the Birmingham area of the UK. In this podcast, we interview local bands and artists to find out more about them and get a little taste of their music. Birmingham Unsigned is run on a voluntary basis, and all of our content is completely, absolutely free. But it does cost money to have things like a website going and to help promotion. And if you wanted to support us, there are a couple of ways you can do that. I'll mention those ways at the end of the podcast. So we're absolutely chuffed to welcome to the Birmingham Unsigned podcast today, Titans of Doom. How are you doing, guys?
All right. Yeah, not too bad, you?
Yeah, pretty good. Thank you. Feeling ready to get into it and have a good listen to some of these tracks. So who exactly have I got on the interview today?
So you've got vocalist Coisonous here with you.
And yeah, you got myself. So I'm Rusty Nails, the DJ producer.
Spot on. And obviously, because it's Birmingham Unsigned, I've got to assume that you're somewhere around Birmingham. Where exactly are you?
Yeah, so we're there's three of us in the band in total, and we're sort of dotted around sort of Birmingham up towards Wolverhampton direction. But we're based out of Mothers in Digbeth. That's our kind of rehearsing and recording spot. So that's the kind of the sort of base, if you like.
Great. Know it, love it.
yeah, it's good.
And obviously, just like Rusty Nails has said, there's you're only getting 2/3 of the experience today, but there is a third member who couldn't make it, unfortunately. So shouts out to Lockie for today, and we'll try and hold it down to you, man.
Great. And what does Lockie what does Lockie do in the band?
So Lockie's the guitarist. So yeah, the setup is like it's a bit of an odd setup. So we've got myself, sort of, say, DJ producer, and I will look after kind of really like the bass and the beats and the effects and the synths and noises and stuff like that. And then we've got a guitarist and then a vocalist. So it's quite a small setup, quite a sort of an out of the ordinary setup, but it works really well for us.
But it's so cool having a DJ and producer in the band, because that means that any other instruments that you don't have, you've just got them all there. You've got everything ready to go in there. And I guess you use a computer for live performances. Do you use like Ableton or something?
Yeah, so use Ableton I had a MIDI keyboard and a sort of a little MIDI controller on the pads. I've recently just invested in a push, which I'm buzzing to be playing about with. So yeah, hopefully the live experience is going to get a bit better as well once we're allowed back into live venues.
Excellent. Level up.
Yeah, that's it.
So what are you guys currently working on or promoting? Is there anything that you really want people to be checking out when this interview is released?
I think really, we released our Versus EP back in November. That's our third studio EP. And this year we released the actual remix version of that EP as well. So both are on our Bandcamp. And we've also released a single off of that, which is called Kill Trade. So you can find the music video for that pretty much on most of your streaming websites, predominantly YouTube, so you can check that out, definitely. But yeah, so when it comes to things like promotion, that pretty much be the sort of thing that we'd be looking to do. If we had any gigs, I think that'd be the other thing we'd be looking to promote, but I think with things the way they are at the moment, that's that's a little bit difficult to promote things that just aren't ready.
So, yeah. And if anyone's listening to this podcast in 2021 or 2022, I'm sure you remember what 2020 was like. Well done for surviving and for still listening to us at that point. But yeah, I'm guessing most people will be listening and know exactly what's going on with COVID-19. Well, actually, since we've got a few tracks to have a bit of a listen to, and you've just mentioned Kill Trade, maybe now is a great time to jump in and have a bit of a listen to Kill Trade. Is there anything you want to say about Kill Trade before we play a snip of it?
Kill Trade is, it's, first of all, we love it because, you know, we absolutely love our stuff. But there's quite a deeper meaning behind the track, ultimately. And it was a slightly different kind of direction of sound for us. maybe cribbing a little bit more off the grime kind of sound. And yeah, ultimately it's just about the way in which guns and violence are glorified in music. And frankly, that's just a disgrace, and nobody really needs to be seeing that or glorifying it. So it's really more just speaking to that crowd who believe that there's any merit within that.
Cool. Well, let's have a little listen to a snip from Kill Trade.
We don't fund your Kill Trade. I said we don't love your Kill Trade. Kill Trade.
So that was a short snippet from Kill Trade. So you said there's a remix of this as well, and I'm going to play a little bit from the remix too. I feel like we might as well put them next to each other. So do you do this for all of your releases, did you say?
We did our first release. We've done three EPs in total. We did Revolution in 2017, Chrysalis in 2018, and Versus in 2019. And we've kind of... So I've done remixes of our tracks. For the first one, I did a remix of one of them. For the second EP, I did a remix of one. And then there's a drum and bass producer from Birmingham called Slain, and he did a remix of one of the tracks as well. And then for the third EP, we decided to kind of take it a bit of a step further and actually release a remix EP as well. So we had the kind of the tracks on the EP. We had every one of them remixed and then released that as a separate EP in April. So it's a bit of a nod, really, I suppose, to how much kind of club music and dance music and electronic music generally has influenced the style. It's just a bit of a nod to the fact that it's not just electronic music like with guitars. It's kind of, you know, a nod to the kind of the influence that electronic music has. I mean, one of the tracks on the remix EP, we had a remix by a guy called Fortitude from a record label called Therapy Sessions, and they're like the kind of best, in my opinion, best sort of dark drum and bass label in the world, to be honest. They put shows on around Russia and Ukraine and stuff like that, huge in Eastern Europe. And one of those guys did a remix, and that's been kind of getting played out at was getting played out at their therapy nights up until March, when obviously the crisis kicked in, but it was getting a big reaction from crowds and stuff as well. So that was really cool.
Yeah, man. Big shout to Fortitude for that one. Big shout to Fortitude.
Yeah.
Cool.
So something we've done a few times. Yeah, it's good.
Well, just to get a little feel for then the sort of flip side of the coin, if you like, let's have a little listen. This is the Syncopatient remix.
Syncopatient remix.
Shouts. I love that name.
Yeah, shouts to Syncopatient. Well, we got in touch with him, heard him on BBC Introducing on WM, and just sort of reached out to him on Twitter and said, look, like the sound of your stuff, do you want to do a remix? And he's throwing something back, and he's also sent us a couple of bits and pieces we're working on for the next release as well. So we've got a kind of a collaboration coming up with him soon as well, which will be cool.
Fantastic. Let's have a little sample then, the Syncopatient remix of Kill Trade.
Play your position, get paid. Say prisoners away, your proposition with the minds they spin. The truth don't glitch, not a damn thing. Blinging down, kill tappy, lapping up, that's already living.
That's a really cool remix of Kill Trade. So it's a fair bit different then, the sort of flip side of the coin of what you're doing from your own live performance. So are all of the remixes along those lines, or are they sort of a bit different, all the different styles of remix that are going on?
that one's like very much a sort of a, you know, 140 BPM sort of dubstep style remix, and then the others were sort of went into the drum and bass sort of realm, but they're all club tracks, if you like, you know, they're tracks to come, they get you out on the dance floor, sort of very kinetic and visceral sort of music.
That's great. Gives you another sort of weapon in your arsenal, so to speak. So the stuff that you do together as a band, you said that you were in Mothers. Where do you record? Mm. Is it sort of home recording, or do you record in Mothers as well?
No, so we record in Mothers. So there's a guy called Dave McCabe, who is a fantastic sort of recording engineer, and he has a studio up at the back of Mothers. So we record the guitars and vocals in there, and then we kind of take the stems away, and then we'll kind of produce and mix and master the tracks ourselves. We don't have the kind of the recording equipment, you know, the sort of the, you know, industry standard recording equipment to record ourselves. But then we use Dave's studio and go up there to do that. But then I say we sort of take it away and do the mixing and mastering ourselves and stuff. So yeah, that's the process.
It's a good way of getting the best of both worlds, that, isn't it? It's, if you've got the skills to do the mixing and mastering and producing side of it yourself, it's a really nice way of getting that done.
Definitely.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've kind of, you listen to the first EP and then the second and the third, and the quality's kind of improving as you go. So, you know, the next release that we're currently working on, we'll hopefully see a step up in quality again.
Fantastic. And I've got a question that I ask most people. It's sometimes a tricky one to answer. Why do you do what you do? Is there anything in particular that has sent you down this route?
I think... I can only, first of all, just speak for myself. I think music is very convoluted. The musical overall scene is very convoluted with, and I touched on it briefly when I was discussing Kill Trade. I think it's crowded incredibly with glitz, glam, and just, to be fair. There's no message. There's nothing that seems to speak to people on a level beyond the material, and it bothers me. I'm not saying that all music needs to be political, but I think we've been living in times where it seems as though we give credence to musicians and artists at times of, I don't know, let's say disasters as such. Yet during other times, we don't want to hear about anything from them apart from them telling us to shake our ass in the club or whatnot. So on a personal level for me, I just want to be in a position to speak about the things that I see that are important to us as humans, as society. As a collective, I think we all just love music that much and love blending genres to such a degree. And we each, mentally, we all connect as well. We all share a very interesting, I suppose, set of thoughts about the society that we live in that touches on the things I've just mentioned. So, and plus, we just really love the kind of music that we make. Love drum and bass, love rock, love metal, love hip-hop. And with three like-minded individuals, why not? Let's just get together and make some music that actually matters.
Well, of course, that's important. Yeah. It's great that you've got a bit of substance behind you as well, though. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with having stuff that's all surface in the music world. We all like a bit of that sugary stuff sometimes. But yeah. You want something that's got a bit of substance behind it sometimes as well.
Of course. Yeah, I think maybe I come from a slightly different sort of mindset overall, because I think my background is predominantly hip-hop. That's really my sort of area of specialism, if you wanted to call it that, within the group. But I think within hip-hop, there's a very clear divide between, especially culturally, between people who just rhyme words for the sake of it and talk about nonsense, and actually people who are talking about things that mean something. Maybe that's really where that thinking comes from. So maybe it's unfair of me to project that directly onto Lockie and Rusty Nails. I'll pare it back a bit there. There we go.
And how long have you been... go on.
No, I was going to say, sort of from mine, it's all just about, like, music's just very much a creative outlet, and like been sort of doing bits and pieces in different guises in either bands or DJing or putting on sort of nights and stuff, you know, for a good few years now. And it's something you just kind of can't sort of let go, really. You know, it's just something that you kind of feel like has to be done. I'm kind of create music in some way, shape or form. It's, you know, and this, the coming together of the group has been really cool because it's kind of allowed an outlet to play live and stuff again, which has been missing for a few years for myself. So yeah, it's just, you know, it's just about enjoying ourselves, to be honest. We've kind of, from a personal perspective, I'm under no illusions that we're going to be earning a living off music anytime soon. When you've got someone like the guy from Spotify the other day telling artists how they're supposed to release their music now in order to get the most of his payment structure, you know, you think you're fighting a losing battle. So it's just about creative expression and an outlet, and, you know, just, yeah, I suppose just, yeah, his expressionism, his art, at the end of the day, that's what it's all about.
Yeah. And how long have you guys been together?
If we get to slag off the Tories at the same time, all the better.
And how long have you guys been together?
So we started getting together, it would have been about mid-August, about August 2016, something like that.
Yeah, it was around that, yeah.
No, January 17. But it was about January 17, yeah. So by 2017, we put our first EP out at the end in November 17. Yeah. Yeah, and then we've released another EP then every year since then. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's about 3.5 years now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, good. Let's play another track. So we've got another couple of tracks that we're going to play bits from. Is there anyone in particular you want me to play a piece from?
We'll go for Dedication. So that's just a throwback to the second EP that was out in November 18. Yeah, so we'll just go back a step. Yeah, have a listen to that one if that's all good. It's quite poignant in terms of the time we live in as well, with things like this is a track about essentially police brutality and sort of institutional racism. So it was released in November 18 on that EP, and obviously with Black Lives Matters and stuff like that sort of kicking off again recently. It kind of comes around every few years because, frankly, the police never change their approach, so it has to kind of keep coming around. So that's what this song is about. It's about police brutality and, you know, institutional racism.
Let's give it a listen.
Saying they believe in saving life. If this concept was a god, then best believe they'd all be atheists. Drop a copper and they say you're overcoming pride. But when I spy a pig, I see a racist and a failure. Following the orders of a system that has got us trapped. A system that, if we're brown or black, is either hold us back. Got their cash on the back of every single stop and surge. Overrun them from their SLA, pounds pack their purse.
I'm loving it. It's reminds me a little bit of like Rage Against the Machine, and maybe a little bit. I don't know if you guys ever heard Asian Dub Foundation. There's little bits of bands that I really know and love that's coming through there loud and clear.
Rage Against the Machine is something we've been compared to in the past in terms of the messaging and the vocal side. It's kind of I would describe as if Rage Against the Machine, The Prodigy, and Sleaford Mods had a threesome, we would be the unholy sort of that relationship. You know, that's a pretty good description.
Yeah, I'd fully second that. Yeah.
And did those artists actually inspire you specifically, or was that just how it naturally turned out?
It kind of just naturally came out because a lot, you know, Causes said that he come from very hip hop sort of background. I've come from a very drum and bass background, and Lucky's metal, and it's just all the different things. I mean, all of us, I think, have this kind of shared love of new metal.
Yeah.
Like we were sort of kids of that age, and it just kind of came together. Really, it wasn't. We've never tried to force it in a particular direction. It's just kind of like how things have evolved and come out. Really.
Yeah, definitely. I'd agree. It's one of the things that I find brilliant about it, because musically that's like a very neutral sort of stomping ground for us, like new metal, and we've each listened to Rage Against the Machine like almost religiously throughout our childhood. Kind of thing, we grew up with that kind of music, so it's those kinds of bands are nice touch points for us, just even as humans, as friends, to just sit there and have a beer and just enjoy talking about them. So yeah, was very organic the way it came out.
Cool. And you mentioned that you're not thinking of doing this as a full-time gig, so what sort of other things do you find yourself doing when you're not being musical?
From my end, to be honest, a lot I've got, you know, it's it's all family stuff. I've got two kids. Do you know what I mean? So it's all just if I've not got the laptop and the headphones on doing something on Ableton, then which I'm normally doing when they're in bed and whatnot, it's just spending time with them, stuff, that sort of thing, to be honest. Do you know what I mean? It's not, I've not got the most rock and roll lifestyle anymore. You know, it's all calmed down. But yeah, you know, this, again, this all, even stuff like that always comes out in the music as well, though, to be fair, because you get to a certain age and you start having kids and you realise that, you know, the world that we're leaving them is a f***. And, sorry, am I allowed to swear on this podcast?
I'll beep you out because my kids listen to this.
You know, and, you know, it kind of, and it all fuels the music as well. It's, you know, it's angry sort of music in a lot of ways. And, you know, some of that anger comes from the fact that, you know, you've got kids and you realise that, actually, the world you're leaving them is going to be a mess unless you do something about it, sort of thing. You see, it all comes together in the end.
Yeah, just full on taxidermy for me. That's the other thing that really. to be fair, I'm just generally into writing anyway. I write either scripts or screenplays. I quite like doing that. Just into making art, and you know, I also have a family, so got a couple of kids, so I'm just trying to make sure that they're, much like Rusty Dell said, just doing all that I can to make sure that they're raised correctly in this mad, crazy world that we live in. So yeah,
well, let's play a bit from your last track. I know, because we've been through Kill Trade and Dedication, that the next one is Prometheus. Is there anything that you want to say about it before we play a snip?
It's got the filthiest bass line ever. If it doesn't make you do the bass face, I'm not sure if you should even listen to it. It's probably one of my favourite tracks we've ever done. Yeah, it's got quite a deeper meaning to it. Again, that there always is with stuff that we do. I think that's all I want to say about it, really.
Cool.
I just have to adore this track, yeah.
Well, let's have a listen.
Think you can outdo me? I write to outdo me? I stole the faith to give to you and make you equal, but you brother had the bone in you. Say that you outgrew me. You'll say that outlawed me. I stole the fate to get to you and make you equal, but you touch a bow and tell the truth.
What a song. And that one's been on the Birmingham Unsigned playlist, so maybe I'm a bit biased for that one, but I love that song. Cool.
Thank you.
We're gonna wind up pretty soon, because I just like to try and keep these interviews as short and sharp as possible. But before we look at how people can find you and contact you and so on, have you got any tips for any of our other Birmingham bands or artists that might be listening? Anything that you feel you've found in all of your musical work that you think you might be able to put out there to help other people in their musical journey?
I'll jump in. Yeah. So I think that the biggest tip I could give to people would be to get very involved with the other acts and stuff that you're playing shows with, and where possible, kind of curate the lineup to a degree as well. You know, we've played a number of gigs where, you know, obviously you've listened to our music. We're not a kind of an indie band, you know what I mean? But we've been playing gigs with like other indie bands and stuff on the, you know, on the shows, and you've kind of got a crowd of people that are there to see this band, and a few that are there to see this one, and a few for the other. And then everyone kind of comes to these small gigs and they see their band and then they go again, you know, and the kind of the nights are always very sort of like bitty sometimes, you know, with people kind of coming and going for each act. And we've found on a couple of shows where if we've kind of, you know, connected with the other acts and stuff before, you kind of have a more you know, end-to-end evening, if you like, where everyone kind of stops about because everyone's a bit more invested in it. You know, we put a show on for the release of our third EP at the Actress and Bishop, and we picked the other acts for the show, and it was so much better a night because, you know, everyone was invested in it rather than just going, oh, I'm playing this gig and I'm on at 7:30, so do you want to come for a bit and then we'll go somewhere else afterwards and not stay around and watch the other bands? You know, so I think that's probably the biggest tip, you know.
Yeah.
Work with the others and, you know, have, you know, be involved together almost to make it a better show for everyone.
Definitely. I agree with that. I think a lot of people, I think that there's can be a lot of talk of support, but if it's something that, you know, that you want to see, kind of thing, if you want to see more support, then, you know, get involved in the same way. That's probably the best kind of tip. I'd probably echo that. It builds a nice network, and I think ultimately, musically as well, I think it can help. Sometimes you can really get into what another artist is really doing, or you can collaborate. And, you know, we've been lucky enough to connect with some really great artists in the Midlands, and, you know, there's definitely collaborations on the cards coming. Like that's without doubt. So if nothing else, it also helps to, I suppose, mold your sound. If you're an artist, you want to create something different or different sort of feel to what it is that you're doing. What better way is there than to connect in another way with another artist? So it's there's only positives to it.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff. And I think that's about all the time that we've got for the moment. Before we sign off, though, where's the best place for people to go if they want to hear your stuff? Do you have socials, a website? Where do you tend to send people?
We are on Spotify, so you can find us on Spotify. Just search Titans of Doom. We are there. There's only one of us there. You can find us on Bandcamp as well. So that's bandcamp.com/Titans of Doom. I believe that's the one.
Titansofdoom.bandcamp.com.
There we go. See, you do this stuff way more than I do.
And then all the socials is just at Titans of Doom. It's it's a luckily unique name, so you'll only find us.
Exactly. Yeah. So yeah, Facebook, yeah. Twitter, Insta, we're on there. So yeah, reach out.
Great. So wherever you are, you can find the Titans of Doom there as well. Thank you so much, guys, for talking to Birmingham Unsigned, and I'm sure that our listeners are going to enjoy getting to grips with what you do and how you work. So thanks so much. Have a great day.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Thank you.
I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast that there are some ways that you can support Birmingham Unsigned. Firstly, you could donate money through PayPal by going to our paypal.me link. The link is paypal.me/BrumUnsigned. If you did want to make a more regular donation, we would be very, very grateful. You can do that through our Patreon page. You can access that from patreon.com/Birmingham Unsigned. If you or any band or artist that you know would like to be interviewed on the Birmingham Unsigned podcast, then drop us an email. It's brumunsigned@gmail.com, and we'll get something sorted. I hope you've enjoyed today's podcast. I look forward to having you here again for the next one. Stay awesome.